just I saw by Rabbi Shalom, sometimes we study Gemara and we want to get the Gemara to our world, because it sometimes looks very high. So the Ben Ishchai say about the Zimun, that it's very important to do Zimun, the Ben Ishchai says, and you should do very, how you can, how much you can to do Zimun. But he says, when you do Zimun on the table, when you eat, it makes the Yetzer Hara go out of the table. Yes, this is Ben Ishchai. That's why I want Hanan will bring the Ben Ishchai. I will read in his work the Ben Ishchai. This is what he says. It's by the Zohar. So it's very important if you have someone, two people eat together, look for someone else. Let him come eat with us something and do Zimun. And now together we have Zimun, the Yetzer Hara is going out. You know the Ben Ishchai about the Zimun, Rabbi Hanan?
No.
Oh, so now you should hear the Ben Ishchai about the Zimun. Okay? Few words, because we study about Zimun. I said the table is like the mizbeah. Yes? You know, this is bring the Ari. The Ben Ishchai bring the Ari. You should know that the Sidra Acha is stand on your table when you eat. This is the Ari. Like the Zohar says in Parashat Truma. And when you eat, the Yetzer Hara have the all of the control on you. Exactly, especially when the guys eat alone, there is no three people to eat with him. Because the Zimun is taking out the Sidra Acha from the table. Like it says in the Parashat Balak in the Zohar. Okay? By this, say the Ben Ishchai, now we understand why you should have three people to say Zimun. To take the Yetzer Hara out of the table. And it's just like the avodah, like the korban when you put on the mizbeach, he says. We should need three people to bring a korban. Kohanim, Leviim, Israelim. And that's why it says in the Gemara, everybody that says Zimun with a good kavanah, how you say kavanah, Rabbi Chana? With good intent. There is no shetzef and no ketzef. Okay? So now we know what. No shetzef, no ketzef. It means the name of the Yetzer Hara sometimes. When David HaMelech says, yes? And Moshe Rabbeinu, Yagorti mipnei ha'af ve'chema. Af ve'chema is two angels, bad angels. Like this is the same. Shetzef and ketzef, maybe it's the same. Okay? So you have a Yetzer around your table when you do Zimun, so it's very good to take up. This is why the Ben Ishchai says, you should do whatever you can to bring Zimun on the table. Because it's very big to take the Yetzer Hara out, like we say. And if it's the same, you have a mitzvah to do Zimun with three people, it's more mitzvah to do Zimun with 10 people. Okay?
You should do Zimun before you eat.
What?
You should do Zimun before you eat, so the Yetzer Hara goes away.
But the Zimun is after you eat. Yeah. Before you eat, the Ben Ishchai says you should say, the Ben Ishchai has a lot of things. If you eat like the Ben Ishchai, it takes you something like 1 hour.
You don't need.
Yes, the Ben Ishchai is this book is for simple people, but we are not simple people. Yes, it was the saying drasha in Shabbat. Yeah. For the people that come to the shul. He had a lot of kavanot. He says before you can say Fatah Eliyahu, let's take the Yetzer Hara, but...
Well, then you have the
Yetzer Hara
on your table.
Okay, you do, you say Divrei Torah. You have a lot of things. It says each one he eat on the table and didn't say Divrei Torah. It's like he eat from Ziv Memetin, like Avodah Zarah. And people that eat and say Divrei Torah, it's like you eat from the table of Hashem. So you have a lot of madregot. So the Ben Ish Chai says, what you can, but just I want to speak about, we study about the Zimun, so I want to say just the Zimun.
Somebody said, Petat Amazon, where he eats is that, like he says something as a great Torah, it's by itself.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Before you say Birkat Hamazon, before the Mayim Achronim.
I say if I'm eating myself.
Yes, you eat.
All day. Okay? And I don't say Birkat Hamazon. I say Birkat Hamazon.
Ah.
Is that the same as if I would say something?
After the Birkat Hamazon,
no.
You want to make
also it? Also, in the Birkat Hamazon, you have Pesukim.
Ah, yes. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not... It's not like you say Divrei Torah. You should, sometimes you're very hurry, rush, you want to go, you can know. Mayim Achronim, it's halakha. Yes. Mayim Achronim Chovah, you say it's halakha. You say Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai lo Elohi lo Echsah, it's Divrei Torah. You can take two halakhot from the Ben Ish Chai. That's it. If you have time, you can make it better. But
I don't have time, I've got problems.
So you can say Mayim Achronim Chovah Midei Rabbanan, and you can say it's not allowed to do borer in Shabbat, to take the garbage of the eat. You have two halachot on the eat. Okay? What, if you can more, so it's better, but we are students of Rabbi Shalom. If you smile, it's good too. We are students of Rabbi Shalom. Rabbi Shalom, so if you smile.
Okay,
let's start.
Ben Zion,
on a
base.
It's the... Just a...
One line before the last
white
line on the bottom.
Yes. Just...
We
a,
have it. Yeah, last word on the line is
Allah. I should translate the Gemara. Yes?
Yeah, ask... somebody's...
Abraham
knows very good
English. No, I can, yeah. But just...
He translates it
because
it's slowly,
and then we read the Gemara, and then I will translate the Gemara. Okay. Ve'anochri en mezamnim ala. The not Jew, the goy, is not connected
so
to the Zimun.
Just as a review, it's going back to the mission. It's yeah. All the things in the mission that listed.
I want
to be in a Zimun and not be in a Zimun. So this is
going to
be women, children.
Yes. The Mishnah says
converts.
That not everybody can.
Right. It's going to
connect to them.
Who will be in a Zimun and not a Zimun?
The Mishnah is Memhei Amud Aleph.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so it says. והשמה שאכל פחות מכזית והנוכרי אין מזמנים עליו. אוקיי? השמה, this is the, like the waiter on their time. He was eat with them. נוכרי is not the Jew. They are not connected to the Zimun, אוקיי? Women, slaves and the small children, they are not connected to the Zimun too. אוקיי? עד כמה מזמנים, עד כזית, רבי יהודה אומר עד כביצה. אוקיי, this is after the last part of the Mishnah. Now we on the not Jew. The goy, והנוכרי אין מזמנים עליו. The goy is not, can be without in the Zimun. If we have two people and one goy, we cannot do Zimun. Say the Gemara, פשיטה. It's simple. It's not Jew. So,
so why the listener?
Yes, why the Mishnah should say? It's simple. The Mishnah don't say something you know. Usually she comes to say something you think like not like this, and the Mishnah says, now I explain. Okay. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Acha b'maskinan, beger, shemal, velo, tavad. Amar abzera, amar abi yohana, leolam eno ger, ad sheyamul b'itvor. Kama, velo, tavad, nochriu. So the Gemara said, no, this goy It's not a goy, like real goy. It's make a brit milah, but it didn't went to the mikveh yet. Okay? So the Gemara says, Rav Zera Amar, Rav Zera says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that is the one goy he want to be Jew, he will not be Jew till he make brit milah and going to the mikveh. If he just make brit milah and didn't went to the mikveh, he's still goy. Okay, so this is the goy the Mishneh talk about. Move on? Understand? Okay? Banta? Okay. Yeah, no question. It's not difficult, it's simple. You have a few steps to be Jew. You should do Brit Milah and go to the mikveh. If you just do Brit Milah and didn't want to do the mikveh, you still should go. Okay? The mikveh is one part of the to be Jew. It's not simple, okay? Say Rashi, עד שימול ויתבול, ביבמות, נפקלה, מויקח משה את הדם, ויזרוק על העם, ואין הזעה בלא טבילה. What Rashi said? Rashi usually is explained the Gemara. From where the Gemara know that if someone will want to be Jew, he should go to the mikveh. It's not saying the Torah. In the Torah there is no pasuk that says go to the mikveh. So no, but we understand it from Moshe. It says, "Vayikach Moshe et adam, vayizrok al ha'am." Over there you say that Moshe take the blood and threw it to on the Am Israel. So we have a rule that there is no zikat adam through the dam, just with mikveh. So it's going together. Even though the Torah said just that Moshe threw the blood on Am Israel and didn't say he's going to the mikveh, but it's always going together. We know when there is a through of dam, when someone, the Torah says you should throw the dam on this guy, so he should go to the mikveh. Okay? And over there they speak about the Brit Milah. Okay? Tama Shama and Dabriya Man Brit Milah. Over there they speak about Am Israel. The 40 years they were in the Midbar, they didn't do Brit Milah. And on the last year, I think they do Brit Milah. Yes? Don't know. Okay. Muvan, Hana. Muvan. Bye. Nashim. I think the brat of dam of the Brit Milah. Because when they were wearing the midbar, they didn't do Brit Milah because it was dangerous. Yes. But just on the last year, I think they should Yeshua. Do the Pesach. I think they in the Midbar, they do just Brit Milah, they didn't do the Priya. There's a lot of things about it. Okay, but now we know just when someone should do Brit Milah, he should go to the Mikveh. Okay? This is why, from when we know, we should have a Mikveh when someone will want to be Jew. Okay? Nashim ve'avadim ve'ktanim en mezamnim alem. Woman. No, just in the first year on the last year. Nashim ve'avadim ve'ktanim en mezamnim alehem. Women, slaves and small children, they are not connected to the zimun. Amar Rabbi Yossi, katan amutal ba'arisa, mezamnim ala. Yossi says, if you have a small children on the
crib,
arisa,
crib,
we can take him to the zimun. He can be with us into the zimun. Now the Gemara understand, if you have two big guys and one small guy on the crib, this is what Rabbi Yossi says. This is what the Gemara understand that Rabbi Yossi says. So the Gemara asks, how you can say like this Rabbi Yossi, had the Mishnah says, ve'atnan nashim ve'avadim ektanim, en mezamnim alehem. Had the Mishnah says, not like you. You cannot argue with the Mishnah, okay? The Mishnah says, small children cannot be within the Zimun, and you say, two people with the small child guy on the cream can connect it to the Zimun. The Gemara is now, she's metaretzet. ואמר כרבי יהושע בן לוי, ואמר רבי יהושע בן לוי, אבל פי שאמרו קטן המוטל בריסן מזמנים עליו, עשה אבל עושים אותו סניף לעשרה. So the Gemara is making a תירוץ. Okay? What? Gemara says, he says, רבי יוסי says that רבי יהושע בן לוי. What רבי יהושע בן לוי says? ואמר רבי יהושע בן לוי, even though the Mishnah said that small guy on the cream cannot be in the Zimun, this is just Zimun in three guys. He cannot be the three guy, okay? But you, if you have nine and this small guy to say Elokenu, he can. It's okay. Okay? And move on. Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say when you include it at the time in the crib, you say not 2 to 3, you say 9 to 10.
Yes.
Now,
to say Elokeinu, because if we have 10 guys, you can say Baruch Elokeinu Shachanu Mishelo.
Gemara is not halacha, okay? But there is halacha if there's 9 people and one
katan. This is what I want to see too. I don't see over here any word, but so maybe it's not halacha, but let's see. There is no way. Whoa! You know how you know where it is? I will say, teach you. Okay, you see. Go up to. Evam Rim Shurot, Hana.
Rows.
Go two rows up on the words. The Amar Rab Zera, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Le'olam. Yes. You see. Two rows. Rabbi, two rows, go two rows up. The first big row.
Line.
Okay. Shura is rows and line. No, go two line up. Yes, you have Od Dalet. You see on Dalet on the word Leolam? Yes? Look on your Gemara. No, it's good. Sometimes you know. You see the Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Le'olam, on the word Le'olam, on the side you have word Dalet. You see Dalet? Everybody see Dalet? Okay. On the upstairs of the page, on the right side, you have Eina Mishpat and Ner Mitzvah. You see? It's told you the word Dalet, go to this place. You see Ot Dalet over there?
Yes.
Next to the word Menzayin.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Dalet. It means when this is halacha. When you can find this halacha, you see mem and yud.
Yeah.
It means maimoni. It's like Rambam. Okay. Maimoni is Rambam. Maimoni perek yud gimel meilchot isure bia. Okay. If you want to see this halacha, you should open the Rambam on halachot isure bia. Perek yud gimel chapter. Okay? And you can find this halacha on the smag, Sefer Mitzvot Gdolot, Lavin, Kuftet Zai. You can find this halacha, Tur Shulchan Aruch, Beyoret Dea, Siman Resh Samechet, Sif Bet. Okay? Muvan? No kashet. Zekan. Sometimes you don't understand the Gemara, you say word. You can go open the Rambam. You see the Rambam give you he explain something like different. You see the Shulchan Aruch. You see the Mishneh Berurah. You see the. You understand better, okay? If there is no word, so it's not halacha, okay? V'amar Rabbi Yoshu Ben Levi. We continue Tish'a ve'Eved Mitzarfim. Now we have. New thing about Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi. Yoshua Ben Levi says that if you have 9 people, one of them is a slave, you can take him and do Zimun like 10 people. Okay? With Elokeinu. Mitzrafim is connected to the Zimun. Connected is a good word.
Combined
is like to mitzaref elenu b'shvil shenaseh Zimun ve'asara. Yes?
Combina.
בעברית זה משמעות אחרת, combined. Okay, if you have 9 people in slavery combined with us, then we can do Zimun like we have 10 people, Elokeinu. The Mara says, maybe it's like Kushiyah, yes? This is the way of the Gemara. Maybe you don't know. The way the Gemara is going, it's very simple. If you get it, everything is going very easy. The Gemara says X, and she brings from Mishneh Y, and he says, how you say X, it's Y. So now you have the Terut. Okay, no, he says X is Shimon, Y is Levi. No problem, okay? This is how it goes. Sometimes it becomes more difficult because you bring X, Y, Z, and now you should say, oh no, X is like this and this. Y is like this, is it? But this is the way. It's going like puzzle, okay? So now this is the question. Ma'aseh v'Rabbi Eliezer she'nitnas lebet ha'kneset ve'lo matza ha'asara ve'shicher avdo ve'ishlimo le'asara. Shichrer in, lo shichrer, lo. What the Gemara says? How you say, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, that if you have 9 people and slave with them, is combined with them to do Zimun in Asara, how we have a Maaseh? Rabbi Eliezer get in the shul. He didn't find 10 people. And this slave was him. So why is what he done? He told him, you are free.
Free.
So what is the meaning you are free?
He's no longer a slave.
So what?
Now he should change his status. He's still not a Jew.
No, they were Jewish.
They were
Jewish. No, they are not Jewish. Because if Hebrew slave, you don't
have to
release it. How you say Leshachrer?
Free.
You don't have to free. It was the Knaanish slave.
What? They converted them.
What?
They converted.
Converted is like making Jew.
Right, but they're only half. So they only follow the woman's commandments, not
but
the man's commandments.
That's like being a slave to just a woman. Is that the same halakha?
Okay, so we need a guy. You know,
he's not a woman.
Even Knaani is like a woman. No, this is
like a woman. No.
No, but once he's free, he's
when you free your slave, he becomes like a Jew.
Right.
So this is the reason he's free.
Okay.
Now we understand. Rabbi Chanan.
You have to go to the mikveh. You have to have mila or not?
You already did.
He already did mikveh and mila.
By coming a slave?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know.
Because now he was Knaan. Now someone Jew bought him, yes? By this slave. Now you want to make, he should have a mikveh like a woman, yes? So we're going to resume with mila and going to the mikveh. When you freed him, he become like a Jew. So this is why Rabbi Eliezer free is the slave, because he wants to have a tefillah betzibur. Yes, he needs the 10 people, 10 Jews, to have tefillah betzibur. Okay? So he free is the slave. But where is our question? Now always it was explaining. Where is the question?
As we said before,
someone know the question?
As we said before, that the slave can be the 10th, so you need to free him.
Oh! Understand the question? Yes? What?
He wasn't free, he didn't free him yet.
If you say La Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, if you have 9 Jews and one slave, he combined with them, it's meaningful to have a Shechina, yes? Because when you need 10, it's like we need the Shechina over here. One slave can bring the Shechina, okay? Even 9 Jews. So why Rabbi Eliezer frees a slave? Over here we see the Gemara understand that Zimun is like Kedusha. It's the same, because if the Gemara says question from this to this, it's meaning that it's the same, okay? Do you understand?
Question from what to what?
If the Gemara make question from Zimun to Tfila, he says, if you need 10 people over here and one slave is combined with them, so in Tfila it should be like this. But it's the meaning, it's going on the same level. Because if you say, no, what you connect Tfila to Zimun, it's two different things. So you cannot make a question. It's like I say, you understand? Like someone, my rabbi, he explained it. You cannot make question like, if I put on this table watermelon, so the table broke down, okay? And someone else, he put on the table a baggage of potatoes, and it's not break down. Oh, so why? No, this is watermelon, this is potatoes. This is the good answer, no? It's not the reason that the table didn't broke. It's going about the mishkal, the weight here. Okay? So even here, it's the same should be. If you make question, it's meaning
you won't have kedushas.
Yes, both of them, it's the same.
You might think that the Zimun's not as kedushas.
Oh, yes, it's the same. Fila and Zimun is the same. Now it just make you understand how much Zimun is high. Because it's like kedusha, it's like kaddish. You should have to have 10 people, okay? So the question is why Rabbi Eliezer free his slave. So the Gemara says, no, they didn't have 9 people and Rabbi Eliezer slave. They have 8 people and 2 slaves on this story. So this is the Gemara. Trey it's a yichud. Shicher chad v'nafik b'chad. Okay, this is the answer of the question. It's not was 9 Jew and 1 slave. It was 8 Jew and 2 slaves. One of his slaves is free, and the other guy combined.
So you're back to Mishnah 4 of 9 plus 1.
Oh, so it's the same. There is no question. Okay? Move on?
Yes.
כן, נכון, נראה, יופי. שואלת הגמרא. ויחי אבי דחי, ואמר רב יהודה, כל המשחרר עבדו עובר בעשה, שנאמר. עובר עיר העבד פסוק. So I like to read the פסוק. It says, והתנחלתם אותם לבניכם אחריכם לרשת אחוזה, לעולם בהם תעבודו. ואחריכם בני ישראל, איש ואחיו לא תרדה בו בפרך. The Gemara, now she is asked question, but it's not something from the way, from the side. He just asked how Rabbi Eliezer frees slave. There is a mitzvah aseh, not make free your slave. Because the Torah says, Le'olam b'hem ta'avodu. You have a mitzvah always to make him your slave. Even if someone is dying, is the slave is going Yerusha for his son. It's like you have a horse, it's the same. And it's, the Torah says you should not free your slave. It's like a Avera. So how Rabbi Eliezer make it? The Torah says don't free your slave. How Rabbi Eliezer free his slave? Mara says, Ledvar mitzvah shani. If you're doing, you free your slave to make mitzvah, it's okay. You can do it. Okay? There is a story like in Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. He make free his slave too. No? Okay? Good. This is the answer. The answer is, usually you cannot free your slave. But if you free your slave to make mitzvah, now in this way you can free your slave. Because over here it was to do mitzvah, to make tefillah of the tzibur. So now you can free your slave, okay?
Sure.
Maras, mitzvah ba'a be'averai. But it's not mitzvah. It's mitzvah, but you... Yes, you make the mitzvah by avera. Because how you can have 10 people just after you done avera? You make avera free your slave, and now you want to make a mitzvah, it's not good. The Gemara said, mitzvah de rabim shani. If you want to do mitzvah de rabbi, because over here it was tefillah with 10 people, it's mitzvah de rabbi, so you can free your slave to do mitzvah in the rabbi. Okay? Move on. You see over here,
mitzvah. The rabbi, you're saying because it's all these people are able to do that, you're enabling all these people to do a mitzvah, so many people can do a mitzvah? Is that what it is?
It's a mitzvah that glorifies Hashem in the public. So there's different rules. When you have less people and you have more people, the greater the glorification of Hashem, the more lenient you can be in other areas. So like by halacha, sometimes you have to give up your life. But it's usually only if there's other people around. If there's not other people around, you don't have to give up your life, let's say. Because it's a sanctification of the Shem's name.
So it's just saying that the Avera, is so many benefiting from the Avera that it's a mitzvah actually because of the
right. Which is why probably this is for 10 people and it's not a zimun for 3 people. It wouldn't be allowed for 3 people, but because it's for 10 people, it's allowed.
Is the opposite of the fellowship, instead of all being a slave, more important than a minion? If they said always a slave, so it's not like, so you can't add them anymore, and there's no minion in there.
You have a lot of
Terutim
over here. What you ask?
שאלתי אם נהפך את זה, כאילו לשם, כאילו העבד יותר חשוב מבניין, כאילו הם יקלו כדי
להגיע. If you don't free him, is it a hill לשם?
יחילו לשם. לא, זה לא קשור למילו לשם פה. כבר זה יותר, פה זה ההלכה, זה שולחן ערוך, זה לא נכנס פה כבר לכאילו לשם. שולחן ערוך זה יבש, בלי חוכמות. מותר, אסור. כמו בורר בשבת, מותר.
אז לא חיוב.
מה? להתפלל במניין?
If the slave is the last person in the whole area and it's either you have him for 10 or no minion, it's a chiyuv, you have to...
you say it's a chiyuv. I don't think it's a chiyuv. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer, he wants the minion more than his slave, so he done it. But it's not a chiyuv to do it. It's not like... tzitzit, you have a chiyuv. It's not that a tefillin, when you wake up on the morning, you have a chiyuv to make tefillin. Over here, you want to do mitzvah, you want to say kedusha, kaddish, tefillah on the tzibur. So he says, okay, you can do it. It's not chiyuv. It's not the same. This is what I think, okay? Ve'amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. לעולם ישכים אדם לבית הכנסת כדי שיזכה וימנה עם השערה הראשונית. שאפילו 100 הבאים אחריו קיבל עליו שכר כולה. תפילה with the ציבור is very important. אוקיי? Okay? You have over here page ח' I think it says each guy is study Torah, making chesed, and praying with the tzibur, ma'ale ani alav kailu b'da'ani li u'banai li ben ha'goyim. Yes? Each guy study Torah, make chesed, and pray with the tzibur. Hashem says, it's like I was in the jail on the goyim, and you will take me out. Wow. Yes. You have over here, it's Mara, I think. Over here you don't have, it's page 8. Over here, my Gemara don't do it. Okay? So it's very important to pray with the tzibur. Over here he says, you should come first to the shul. And you, if you from the first 10 guy, so over here the Gemara says, le'olam, always wake up and bring, comes very soon to the shul. Very early to the shul, because to be from the first 10 guy, Asara Rishonim, from the first 10 guy, that even 100 people come after you, you get the prize from all of them. Of all of them. So now the Gemara asks, the meaning of the word is they don't get any prize and you get their prize. מובן? He says, אפילו מהבאים אחריו, קיבל עליו שכר כולם. It's meaning like, I come from the first 10 guy, and after come more 90 people, they don't get any prize. I will get their prize.
Okay.
Yes, this is the meaning of the Gemara now. You מקבל שכר כולם, I will get the payment of all of them. The lashon, this is the reason the Gemara says, שכר כולם, שר כדעת, אה! This is the Gemara, what? You think they will not get anything and you get all of the price of all of them? אלא, אימא, נותנים לו שכר כנגד כולם. They get their price. But you get price like all of them together. You understand?
Sure.
It's not they get zero and you get all of the price of them, no. But you get more than them. Okay? I think that in the Tomer Torah I explained. It's like Rabbeinu in the Rosh Hashanah. How many people that come more. So over here it's the same. Because when you come to the shul, there is no Shechina, no 10 people on the shul. Hashem is like crying. Why no one come to the shul? So when you come, the first guy, so everybody is like, the first guy is like the Keter. You have Tomer Dvorah, yes? You saw the Tomer Dvorah explaining? I think it's Tomer Dvorah. The second guy is like the Chochmah, Binai. Now the 10th guy come, you have Shechina on the shul. More people that come. The Shechina is over here. After the 10th guy, there is a Shechina, okay? But the Ben Ishchai says, the Ari, he says, to come to the shul with tzitzit and tefillin, it's more than from to be the first 10th guy. What?
Have it all eat.
Yes, go out from your house with the tzitzit and tefillin, come to the shul, the Ben Ishchai says, it's higher. I say, you want to see?
Yeah.
Please.
The question is, the Ben Ishchai the question is it that person has to be one of the first 10?
You can do it. You can do both of them.
No, I'm saying, but when he says to come dressed, he doesn't say if he has to be one of the first 10. He says it's higher to be.
Yes, you can do both of them. You can come and do, put your tefillin and sit it on your house. Come as soon early to the shul and be from the 10 guys.
To be first?
Yes, you can be first. Why not? So,
really?
I saw people, there is someone that do it. Over here, they pray on the. They have a. Chatzot, so you cannot be the from the first guy that comes. You can be the first guy on the chatzot. This is good. Tov, I will show you after. Let's continue.
What does Rashi say?
Rashi. There is no Rashi. Snif. Snif chibur. Lezimun asara. This is what we explained on the first, on the beginning, about nine and a small guy on the chim, how you call it?
Cream.
Mitzvah de Rabim, Leotzi Rabim, Yadecho Vazal Bekdusha. This is about Rabbi Eliezer, who says you can free his slave to make Mitzvah de Rabim. Rashi explained what is Mitzvah de Rabim. Tfilah. Because on their place, on this time, not everybody knows to read. So the Shliach Tzibur, he was keeping in his mind to get the people that don't know to read on the Chazara. Yes, the Otsita. Why were we doing Chazara by the Pshat? Why are you doing Chazara? Maybe they didn't have Sidurim. You have people that didn't know to read.
Most people can read, yeah.
Yes, so we're doing Chazara to get the people that don't want to pray.
Yeah.
So this is what Rashi says, Mitzvah de Rabbi. So it's Mitzvah de Rabbi. They don't know to pray. And to make Chazara, you should need 10 people. So it's Mitzvah de Rabbi. להוציא רבים את דמות המקדושה, אוקיי? תשע נראים כעשרה זה בהמשך, מפרש ועזילה זה עכשיו יהיה, אוקיי? אמר רבונה, תשעה וארון מצטרפים, בגמרא, כן? אמר לרב נחמן, וארון, גבראו, מה זה? Aaron, it's like Aaron HaKodesh. Rabuna said, if you have nine in the Aaron HaKodesh, it's like you have 10 people. This is the question. This is what Rav Nachman says. Ma, Aaron HaKodesh is a man, a guy. What do you mean? Okay? Ela, Ma Rabuna. So when the Gemara says Ela, it's meaning was not right. Something not good. He said, he don't say nine and the Aaron HaKodesh mitzarfim. So what he said? Tish'a nirim ke'asara mitzarfim. It's the same. What is nine that look like ten? You have ten or don't have ten? Amre lakim mechanpeh ve'amre lakim mevadre. The meaning over here. Tish'a nirim ke'asara. It's difficult. You have nine or you have ten people.
Some say when they start apart, some say when they're together.
Asher, mechanpe, it's like knufia. Knufia is closed.
And
it
closes when they're split apart.
Yes, and mevadre, it's like mefuzarim.
Of course, scatter. Scatter?
Yes, it's like you make six people close one to each other. It says tzfufim, mechunafim, mechunasim. When you make each one stand by himself, it's mevadre, mefuzar. In English, Anana, how do you say
spread out.
Oh,
scatter.
Mefuzar, spread out. And mechunasim, it's
close
together, but it's still difficult because if you have nine, look like ten. You have nine or you have ten. What do you want to say? Rashi, Tish'a nirim ke'asara mefasher ve'afarash ve'azil amri la ki mechanpe. Havu nirim ke'asara. She'en adam mavchin ben kol kach mitoch she'em yach. אמרי נקי מפדרה נראים תפי מרובים. נו, אז מה? אבל עדיין יש פה רק תשע, לא מבין מה הוא אומר. So what if they look like 10? You shouldn't have 10 people. So
right, yeah.
What it's doing? He said, no, if they are close together, so you cannot see if you have 9 or 10, so it's like 10. But the halacha says 10 people. It's not okay, look also, like 10 people.
Okay, but also by the yelled, how are you including the child? The child can't answer. It's a child in a crib. Child in a crib doesn't walk. Child inside of a crib doesn't walk. Saying that the importance of making the tent and putting Hashem's name gives you this leniency to do these things. So you have nine, it looks like nine. Whether when they're spread out, it looks like nine in the room. And when you have, or when they're close together, it looks like ten. And when you have them, everyone's close together, also looks like ten.
Oh, it's like this or like this?
So there's not my Morris iron over there, and you have this, to have such a feel to make the tent person, and you go and you push it into the tent. Also with the baby inside. The baby can't answer.
You say it's like the baby.
The baby can't answer.
That is why you were just...
It didn't say a child. It didn't say the baby.
Like you ask over here, 9, and look like 10. You have a question, you say, how it's 9. So you said,
how
9 with a small guy, with the small children, it was good. So you say,
you need some little extra on top of the 9. That's what it's showing us.
משהו בשם הגר"א. הוא אומר שתשע ואהרון זה כאילו it's like you connected it's like נוטריקון. How you say נוטריקון? Why you say נוטריקון? It's like canal. You say canal, כנתבהר, כמו שנתבהר ל this is canal. It's like ראשי תיבות. How you say ראשי תיבות? Just the first word of the...
Abbreviation?
Acronym, the first letter?
Yeah, the first word of the... No, the first word. So he said it's... How you called it?
Acronym.
So he says, Aaron, it's meaning one, echad, roe, ve'eno nire. This is what he says, Aaron. אחד רואה ואינו נראה.
Okay, great.
ברוכים תהיו. It's meaning about Hashem, okay? 9 with the Aaron, it's 9 with, אחד רואה ואינו נראה, it's going about Hashem. רואה ואינו נראה. He see and you didn't see. ואינו נראה. It's speaking about Hashem.
So it's making the Shem the tent.
Yes, the Shem is connected to be the tent. This is how we saw about the Gra.
Also by, was it by Yosef? We learned the Tzaddik when Yosef was inside the well. Yeah?
Yosef when he was...
Also by 9
as well. Yes, 9 with Hashem.
Right?
So there Hashem says he was with them. Well, it's okay. Threw him to the boat.
So also by Yosef HaTzadik inside of the...
Yes, it's like Yosef HaTzadik.
When he was inside
they
of the
were
world,
nine and Hashem...
And then he said,
yes,
nine
now this is why I heard someone speak about it. He says, how Hashem connected to them. This is what the reason they went to the Egypt and we become slaves. He says, sometimes Hashem, if you want something to do, even though it's not so good, but the way they want to go, Hashem is going with you. So don't be sure if you find something like you want, this is the Emet. Because maybe it's not the Emet. But Hashem bring you to see what you want to see. Yes, he push you. Hashem was with them. The Shechina הצטרפה אליהם, but they went to Egypt.
Oh, amen.
Oh,
amen.